Good evening. I hope this recording finds each of you well. I normally like to prepare my notes in advance of speaking. As many times as I speak, I still don't like to speak extemporaneously. I prefer to have organized my thoughts in advance. But I'm finding myself now just wanting to talk. It's funny, I think the last time I felt compelled in this direction was when I spoke on the video produced by Elite for the Malava Malka Chanukah time. But I'm feeling that way now as well. Earlier in this week, on Monday, I had been asked to speak to the students of Beis Yaakov High School just to provide some kind of shiur, something that they could listen to while they were trying to put classes together and still struggling. And I pulled out a shiur that I had given some time before, a shiur that I had given a couple of years before in preparation for Pesach. And at that time, I called the shiur Patience with Process. And I opened by referring to the last psukim in Parsha Shmos. Moshe Rabbeinu had just gone to Paro. Not really just gone to Paro. He had gone to Paro, requested that the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him to do. He went back, was waiting for things to get better, and things only got worse. The numbers of cases advanced. The illness was worse, so to speak. The intensity of the shibud was becoming almost unbearable. And Moshe Rabbeinu turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Lama harayosa la'am hazeh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why'd you make it so bad? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, there is a process that you may not understand, but I guarantee you this is part of the process of bringing Klal Yisrael to Geula. And Rashi there cites Chazal, if Chazal didn't say it, we couldn't, saying that in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was almost in a sense contrasting him with the Avos and saying, you know, Avram Avinu, for example, had times in his life where I told him to do things. I made him promises. Kibi Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazara. Yitzchak will be the seed from which this entire nation that I've been talking about will come out. And then I told him to go kill him. I told him about Akedas Yitzchak. And he didn't question my ways. There are times where things seem like they don't make any sense. There are times where things are happening around us that we simply do not understand. And we look and we say, how could this possibly be part of your plan? To close the Beis Yaakovs? To not have Rebbeim in the classrooms with their Bachrim? To close the Batei Medrash? To not have shuls during an Eitz Tzara? That's not possible. Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be? And that is the compelling feeling that so many of us have. And yet we are reminded of the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu in response to his Lama Hariyosa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu effectively tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I know that a human being, even Moshe Rabbeinu, couldn't understand, but there is a plan. There is a process by which we are bringing Klal Yisrael to greater levels and eventually to Geula. So what's our job? Many of us find ourselves in tremendous pain. So what's our job? So I think our job is twofold. Our first job, I think, is to know unequivocally that there's one Ribbono Shel Olam who controls the world and all power is in his hands. And our second job is to make sure that when we get to the other side, and Be'ezras Hashem, there should be another side, there will be another side, regardless of if we can or cannot imagine how and when that will be. But when we get to the other side, Be'ezras Hashem, we should look back and say, I became something more. If I could just talk about the first point for a minute. My daughter just told me she was listening to a shiur. And the person said, you know, we are quarantined, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never quarantined. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never quarantined. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to put a mask on to come close to us. And it's okay if he touches us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never quarantined. And wherever we are, and as lonely as we feel, and as much pain as we feel from the separation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here with us. I was saying the other night that there's a beautiful medrash. I think it's a medrash lekach. I think it's the medrash Shochar Tov, but I don't remember. On Tehillim, on the Perek Kuf Lamed Zayin, I believe it is, Al Naharos Bavel. The words of the Pasuk are, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. And the Medrash says, Mahu Gam. What's the Gam? Sham Yashavnu, there we sat, Gam Bachinu, also we cried. Why can't you just say, Sham Yashavnu Vivachinu? What's the Gam? Mahu Gam? And the Medrash says, Shahayu Mavchim Ubochim Imahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They cried, they were crying, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying with them. And I believe that's true now too. I think we find ourselves so isolated. The things that we look to for chizuk, the things that give us chizuk, that they're functioning and moving, are closed in our faces. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not move from us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries with us. If we could sort of walk around humming, you know, we were just doing this upstairs in my kitchen, walking around singing Rabbi Ephraim Waxman's song. I'm assuming if you have any males near you, if you could ask them to move away with the song. I believe in Hashem, I trust in Hashem, there never is a moment when I am alone, that I'm on my own. I believe and I trust in Hashem. I think now is the time to sing that over and over and over and over. I think now is the time that the songs that we hum to ourselves are songs of chizuk, are songs of amuna, to remind ourselves over and over that the process sometimes takes long. But afal pi sheyismamea im kol ze achakelo b'chol yom sheyavo. It's right, it might take a long time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is a process and there is a reason for that process and it's taking us somewhere. And our job is to allow it to help us get there and to whatever work we can to hold on so tight in the meantime that it should bring us closer. Be'ezras Hashem, we should be able to hand in hand dance together to greet Mashiach very soon.